Today is Russian Orthodox Christmas and the first of 3 days of celebrations. To commemorate the holiday this year, we are taking a look back at past starring ceremonies and talking to a couple locals about the meaning of the religious and cultural celebration. The archival audio used for this special program was provided by Julia Dushkin.
Merry Christmas. Rosis for Christova. Christ is born. Glorify him. This recording was done January 8, 1995. The singers are my dad, John Cherpanov, the leader, Mother Gromov, Flora and Phil Tudiakov, and Larissa Dushkin. This recording right here is done in Nikolsky, January 9th, 2002, with Father Peter Burdakovsky and his Matushka Catherine, myself Julia, and the children of Nikolsky.
Julia Dushkin is the church reader and choir director for the Holy Ascension Orthodox Church in Unalaska. Her father, John Cherpanov, was from Akutan and led the choir in Unalaska while he was still alive. And now, in a way, Dushkin has also sort of taken on the role of an archivist, collecting cassette tape recordings from friends and family of Russian Orthodox Christmas ceremonies known as starrings. Her cassettes date back as far as 1978, reach across islands from Unalaska to Kodiak to Nikolsky on Umnak Island, and include the voices of several generations of local families, many of whom have passed on. Here's another of Dushkin's recordings.
This next recording will be done in Nikolsky with the older people. It was in 1978. This cassette was given to me by my mother-in-law, Christine Dushkin.
We, the Russian Orthodox faithful of Nikolsky Village in the Aleutians, would like to wish you all a joyous Christmas, the birth of our Lord Christ Jesus, and extend as our gift to all of you Orthodox people in Alaska, these Christmas carols in Church Slavonic and Eastern Aleut.
Each of Dushkin's cassettes chronicle a series of religious songs in English, Russian, or a dialect of Unangam Tunu. The songs are part of the starring ceremony, which takes place on Russian Orthodox Christmas from January 7th through the 9th. On those days, in years before the coronavirus pandemic limited and restricted social gatherings, church members would make their way through as many homes as they could, stopping to sing and celebrate with one another along the way. Patty Lukanoff-Gregory is a longtime member of the Holy Ascension Church. Her father was the church starsta, or caretaker, for many years in Unalaska, and she has been participating in local starrings since she was a child. She can also be heard singing as one of the choir members in some of Dushkin's Unalaska tapes. Lukanoff-Gregory says that the 3 days of following the star around the community can be tiring for both your legs and your vocal cords.
So basically we start, you know, at probably about 6 o'clock, and we always start at the priest's house or at the church when there was no priest. Then they'd start at my dad's house and then go to the elders the first night, and the second night, like I said, we'd have a list. And basically 6 o'clock and go sometimes till 11, but in, you know, we've gone sometimes up until like, especially the last night, because we wanted to make sure we hit all the people's houses that were on the list. You know, we'd be starring up until like, you know, 12, 1 o'clock. So, and we'd be hoarse by the third day of all the singing.
Here's a clip from a 1989 starring in Unalaska with Lukanoff-Gregory as part of the choir.
Oh, God, I'll tell you.
Lukianoff Gregory says that the starring ceremony, while it consists of following the star, singing praises, and celebration, involves a lot more work and ritual, which spills out far beyond those 3 days. Many communities and families have their own stars, she says, and those stars, which range in size, number of points, decoration, and material, require detailed attention and care. Lukianoff Gregory says she's been decorating her mother's star since she was a child. The star was brought over from the village of Kashiga by her mother's family, who were forcibly relocated to Unalaska after being evacuated from the village during World War II. Here's Lukianoff Gregory talking about maintaining her family's star.
Russian Christmas, and soon after New Year's, I remember our house would get full with people coming to help my mom and dad decorate the star, refurbish it if they need to. It went through our house fire in 1972, so it had to be kind of rebuilt. Some of the flowers had to be repainted. The nativity scene had to be repainted. But the actual points of the stars are pretty much original. There's probably a couple repaired. But everybody would come, or you know, a lot of our family friends would come over and decorate it. And this continued on. My mom passed in 1978. But my dad, you know, would continue to say, get your mom's star, you got to get your star ready. And, you know, right after New Year's, my dad would be, you know, hounding us, you know, to work on the star, and he'd help us. And so eventually as he got up there in age, you know, everybody would, all my siblings, all 10 of us would work on the star at different times.
Each star and starring ceremony have unique characteristics that make them stand out from one another and reflect local dialects, practices, and flora and fauna, says Lukianoff Gregory. For example, around the nativity scene depicted in the middle, on each of its points, her family's star has painted flowers that can be found in Unalaska. One of the things she says she enjoys about witnessing other communities' starring ceremonies is the small details that distinguish them, such as the dialects or languages used in the carols. An exciting part about hearing these varying starrings, while she may not understand the lyrics, as Lukianoff Gregory, is still being able to recognize a song through its rhythm or cadence.
And we do the caroling in Russian, Aleut, and also in English. Three different languages, and I know, you know, up in the Yukon Kuskokwim area, you know, they have it in their language. Kodiak and Cordova, they have theirs in their language. So it's pretty neat. We could hear them in different languages, but we kind of know the, you know, the sound or the tempo of how the songs would go. It's kind of neat. I've seen a couple of different areas with their Christmas caroling. I like to do that. Christmas,
Those recordings came from a 1978 starring in Nikolsky and a 1989 starring in Unalaska. Lukianoff-Gregory says she's excited about Julia Dushkin's project to preserve these tapes. And as she reflected on the ways the starrings have changed over the years and how the tradition endured World War II, including evacuations of entire villages, Lukianoff-Gregory recounted a memory of watching VHS tapes of old starrings with friends and family.
It's really important. And one of the neat things, I remember when we used to gather, we'd put on the old VHS or beta tapes and play them of, you know, years past and, you know, shown starring, and people would get a kick out of, you know, the kids and how they've grown up. And then, of course, we'd see the people of our family and elders that have passed. So, you know, it's sad and reminiscing at the same time. But, you know, one of the things, I think it's real important, you know, for tapes and stuff like that to be preserved and passed on.
While her mother and father passed away, it is clear that their memory, and the memory of many others, endures in these songs, rituals, adaptations, and the stars themselves that make up the Orthodox starring ceremony. This year's Russian Christmas celebration will be starkly different from previous years due to the coronavirus pandemic. But Lukianoff-Gregory says she looks forward to joining in the starring ceremony with the community, even if that has to be done virtually. She says she's glad to have a means to bring the community together to celebrate and reflect during these uniquely isolating times, and is inspired to see the starring ceremony continue to adapt and endure.
You know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you know, 30, 50 years, you see and you kind of forget how the tempo of certain songs went. So it was kind of neat to be able to hear that and then to reflect on memories. But one of the neat things, like my dad's village of Makushin, and I know Borka and Kushiga all had different endings, you know, in each village. So it was kind of neat, you know, and I remember singing with people from Atka, and, you know, they were singing their way. And, it, you know, like I said, people were reminiscing and saying, oh, we forgot about that. And, you know, so it always brings up a lot of discussion. So I think it's real important to pass on. And like I said, you know, my...
Finally, here is Julia Dushkin and a clip from one of her favorite recordings from Nikolsky. It contains church members and carolers reciting Christmas greetings to one another in Unangam Tunu.
Hold on with the, all the old people. The 1978 with Father Paul McCullough, that's my favorite one.
What do you like about that one?
It's more the music, the way they sing, it's like the real old, old-fashioned way of how they used to do it. How they used to sing it.
Tumen Aritam Arasakangin Imchin Karata Silich Acht Hitchin Kayuan Slum Tagada Akskana. Subdeacon Daniel Krukov.
Kamera.
Sergei Savor.
Spraznikum.
Alec Krukov.
Kamera.
Dorothy Rusty Cherkasin.
Kamera. Kamera. Kamera.
Christine Dushkin. Elsie Cherkasin. Mother Elizabeth.
Spraznikum.
Father Paul Spraznik Kamgach Imchin.
To watch tonight's Russian Orthodox Christmas starring, tune into Channel 8 TV at 7 o'clock or stream the starring live on KUCB's Facebook page. And that's our special program on the Russian Orthodox Christmas starring ceremony. I'm Maggie Nelson, and from all of us here at KUCB, we wish you a happy Russian Christmas.